Okay, so we're up to Perek Dalet Mishnah Beis, chapter 4, Mishnah 2. So continuing in discussing the things that can be bought with the money that was taken out of the area where the machzor shekel were kept, and right from the money that is taken three times throughout the year. So what else can you buy with it? So para, right, the para duma, that they used to burn, and they would use those ashes to help make someone who's tamei mace pure. So the para duma can be bought with it. V'seir mishtalech, and the Yom Kippur male goat that is sent over the cliff to Azazel, right, so that goat can be bought with this money. V'lashon shel zohoris, right, and you also have there was a strip of red wool that was sort of burned together with the para aduma, so that strip of red wool can also be bought with this money. By mitrumas halishka, all this can come from the trumas halishka, from the treasury chamber where the machzor shekel money is collected. But says the Mishnah, keves para, the ramp that was built for bringing the para aduma from Har HaBayis to Har HaZeitim, to Mount Olives. So what's interesting about this ramp is that it's not necessary, right? Simply, it was built every single time there was a new para aduma in whatever generation that happened, and they used to build it again. And the purpose was because the para aduma, they didn't want it to come close to anything tame, so therefore they would build a special ramp that would extend all the way from Har HaBayis to Har HaZeitim, and therefore as a result, it was not necessary, but it was simply like an extra thing they used to do. So therefore, you cannot. We'll see in a second where this money came from. So that was keves para, the keves sayir mishalech. They used to also build a ramp for this male goat on Yom Kippur that would go to Azazel from that would go over the cliff that started in Har HaBayis and go all the way to the outskirts of Yerushalayim, then finally to the desert and over a cliff. So they had built a ramp for this goat that went from the Har HaBayis all the way to the outskirts of Yerushalayim. And the reason why it was because they didn't want anyone. Everyone was so excited to have this goat go over the cliff, so that they could finally receive atonement because it went over the cliff. So people were going to start pushing it and pulling it, and you know whatever. So because of that, they say, they built a separate ramp. So regarding this ramp as well, v'lashon shebein karnav, and similarly, the strip of red wool. Right, they used to take a strip of red wool and tie it between the horns of this goat that was thrown off the cliff. The amas hamayim, and there were also also for the upkeep of the amas hamayim, which was it was like a water canal that sort of ran through the whole temple courtyard. The chomas ha'ir umigdilo seha, and also regarding the city walls and the towers and its towers. V'chol tzarchi ha'ir, and all the other needs of for the upkeep of the city. All of this, how did they pay for all these things? But in mishyari halishka, they were all taken from the remainder of the leftover money from this treasury, from this chamber. So what does this mean over here? Right. So we said that they used to take it three times throughout the year, and we said that there was leftover. So all that leftover money, that's how they pay for all of the above things. Finally, the Mishnah concludes, Abba Shaul Omer, Abba Shaul says, Keves para kohanim gedolim osin oso mishal atzman, that ramp that we were speaking about a moment ago for the para aduma. So this ramp was built anew every single time there was a new para aduma, and it was actually built by the Kohen Gadol themselves using their own personal funds. That's how they used to pay for it. Okay, that brings us to the end of Mishnah Beis. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Gimel.